The Healing Power of Storytelling, Using Personal Narrative to Navigate Illness, Trauma, and Loss. With Writing Prompts, Reflective Exercises, and Real-Life Stories. By Annie Brewster, MD, with Rachel Zimmerman. Narrated by Annie Brewster, published by North Atlantic Books. Links to health stories can be found in the PDF that comes with this audiobook. Forward. Rashika Fernandapuli, MD, MPP, CEO and co-founder of Iora Health, instructor at Harvard Medical School, clinical associate in medicine at Massachusetts General Hospital. Like Annie Brewster, I began my career as a primary care physician, trained at Harvard, and am still living in the Boston area. Also like her, I believe that stories can transform healthcare. I remember a moment almost 20 years ago when I heard a well-respected healthcare pollster report that the majority of Americans didn't think it much mattered if people had health insurance, because they could always get care at a free clinic or emergency room. I knew this was absolutely false. Thousands of academic studies show the link between a lack of insurance and higher rates of illness, suffering, and early death. How could so many people not know this? It's because the majority of Americans don't make decisions based on data, no matter how abundant or compelling it may be. They make up their minds because of stories. Oprah didn't fill her popular show with PowerPoint slides and graphs. Instead, she had a real person sit on her couch and tell their real story, usually a story that felt familiar to millions of other real people who suddenly realized that they were not alone. It's largely due to this disconnect between stories and data that a medical anthropologist colleague and I decided we'd write a book together, beginning by traveling around the country, collecting the stories of people who were uninsured. Only then, we believed, could we bring in the data and policy implications. What we realized later was that not only did these stories help move the needle on the policy side, but the very act of telling their own stories helped the uninsured folks we spoke to heal as well. This important book by Annie Brewster and Rachel Zimmerman explores exactly this insight, that storytelling has a profound power both to heal the storyteller themselves and to affect change in the world. Annie starts with her own story as a physician who becomes a patient, and then she details how she turned her experience of healing through stories into a calling to help others tell their story. She and Rachel provide a number of specific examples of people who've benefited from telling their stories, and they give practical tips on how anyone can put together their own story in a powerful way. I've been in practice for well over 20 years and can readily attest to the importance of self-efficacy in healing. The very feeling that you have some control over your own health is a critical part of actually getting better. And being able to articulate your story, not just by telling the facts, but also by showing how these create meaning, not just the what, but also the why, can create profound power for anyone. As Annie puts it succinctly, everyone has a story, and stories heal. But the power of stories goes far beyond just the personal. There is an epidemic of loneliness in our society, made much worse by the social distancing required in a global pandemic. Stories help us connect to each other, to realize we're not alone. Indeed, of the many group activities we run for patients at our practices, the most popular is one called It's My Story, in which patients simply get together and share their stories with each other. While we're each unique, it's easy to find common themes in our stories, and that binds us together. And telling stories is a key part of not just healing ourselves as individuals, but also healing our healthcare system. Like Annie, I got frustrated being a primary care doctor in our current system. Despite the ranks of largely good people with good intentions, we've turned the system into a series of transactions geared at doing more to people in a shorter time instead of healing. Being a primary care doctor today feels like the life of the gerbils I had as a child, running ever faster on a spinning wheel. Several years ago, after a long day seeing a never-ending stream of patients, each in 10 minutes or less, I would have to spend hours after work finishing my notes to get the adequate billing credit so I wouldn't get yelled at for not meeting my productivity quotas. A colleague put it this way: every day I lose a piece of my soul. We went into this to help people, and they come to us with so many needs, and we have so much we can offer, but the system simply doesn't let us do it, and it seems to be getting worse and not better. So I decided to quit my day job and create a new model of care, one based on relationships, not transactions. It is a company, now called Iora Health, that runs about 50 practices in 10 different cities across the country. And it is also a movement inspiring others to do the same. Our goal is simply to restore humanity to healthcare, for all the same reasons Annie and Rachel give in this book. And the goal is not just to build a healthcare practice, or even hundreds of them, but also to use these to profoundly challenge the system as a whole and change it. In doing this work, I have come to learn that the key to social change is not just to track and share data, although that is important, but also to share stories. Indeed, it is the hundreds of stories I can tell from over two decades of doing this work that have most power. Stories of individual patients who've been poorly served by our current transactional system, and how, by listening to their stories and needs, we've helped them truly improve their health. As Annie aptly puts it in her first chapter, storytelling is the key to healing and to transformation, both for us as individuals and as a society. This important book helps document this power, and it serves as a guide for all of us, patients, doctors, policymakers, citizens, to harness this power for our benefit. I am sure that you will both be moved and inspired and will find the stories and insights useful in your own journey to health and transformation. Introduction. My goal in writing this book is to demonstrate to you the power of storytelling. As a doctor, as well as a patient with multiple sclerosis, I've come to believe that sharing our stories is the key to healing, transformation, and positive action. This conviction is grounded in the personal, but also draws on research and collective wisdom. As human beings, we all undoubtedly face trauma and loss in our lives, including health challenges. Perhaps you've recently been diagnosed with a serious illness, or are supporting a family member with a life-altering disease, or perhaps you've endured a trauma that has shaken your sense of safety and stability. We all navigate physical and mental challenges, but we also all have an innate capacity to heal and weather such struggles, no matter what obstacles we encounter. This holds true for us as both individuals and as members of a greater community, for example, as we navigate global crises like the COVID-19 pandemic. In the first half of this book, I'll share my own story, review the science of storytelling, and then offer step-by-step instructions on how you can write and share your story in ways that are most strongly associated with improved mental and physical health. In the second half of the book, you will hear the stories of some of the amazing individuals I've worked with over the years, and you'll see up close how storytelling has helped them find purpose, strengthen relationships, lift spirits, and build community. When faced with illness and trauma, we can heal by taking charge of our stories. But this isn't a quick fix solution. It isn't as simple as seeing the bright side. Rather, it's hard work and requires digging into all aspects of our stories, even the painful parts. And it's an ongoing process with no clear finish line. I'll admit, sitting with pain and sadness isn't one of my strengths. I'm a huge fan of the buck-up style of parenting I was raised on. When I get knocked down, my default reaction is to get back up, brush myself off, and keep going. And I'm quick to try to see the positives in any situation. This can be an asset, of course, but it can also breed avoidance and denial. Sometimes survival demands deny.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?